Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. This week's story is a listener suggestion. Thank you to Stacey for bringing Damien's story to my attention. This is another story where a child is in a loving and caring environment, an environment where he had everything he could have wanted or needed. Then this child is ripped away and placed with a parent who should never have been given the opportunity to have the child in the first place. August 2023, Blackpool, England. A 2-year-old boy who had an absolute rough start to life, but his father, Daniel, fought hard to get custody of him, which he did 3 months earlier. But then he did the unthinkable, abusing his toddler son until he tragically and horrifically was murdered. This is Damien's story. Damien Russell was born July 9th, 2021 in Blackpool, England. Damien didn't have the easiest start to life. Damien's parents meeting when his mother visited the tattoo parlour where his father, Daniel Hardcastle, was working. They hit it off and had a brief 6-week relationship before going their separate ways. The two next crossed paths in May 2021, and this was when Daniel realised his ex-girlfriend was pregnant. But she would tell Daniel that the baby wasn't his. However, then at a family barbecue, this woman's father would tell Daniel she told him that it was his baby. According to Daniel, this was the best news he had ever heard. He even begged his ex-girlfriend to give their relationship another shot. And throughout the rest of the pregnancy, they would have quite an off-again, on-again relationship. But it obviously wasn't working out. Their arguments were explosive, and it was quite a toxic relationship. Because of this, Daniel wasn't allowed to be present at his son's birth. He wouldn't even know what his son looked like. Not until October 2021, when Damien was 3 months old. Daniel and Damien's mother were at the same nightclub one night, and she showed him a photo of his son on her phone. And this obviously had some sort of effect on Daniel, and he realised that if this was his child, he wanted to get to know him. But it was a situation of he didn't know how to get the process started. And then there was this chance that maybe this wasn't his kid after all. By the time Damien was 10 months old, he would be removed from his mother's custody by the Blackpool Social Services. And he would end up in the foster care system and placed with these incredible carers, Michelle and Sean Allen. This would be the first time that Damien was getting the early intervention he needed for his developmental delays. In foster care, he was going to speech and occupational therapists. And he was doing fantastically with the Allens. And this was his life for the next 10 months. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Now, Daniel got wind of all of this, and he wanted to play a role in his son's life. Damien's mother couldn't stand in the way of this anymore, so Daniel wanted custody. Now, the issue being, Damien's mother was adamant that Daniel was not the father, and signed Damien's birth certificate as father unknown. So for Daniel to receive custody of Damien, he would need to prove paternity via a DNA test. And it would be proven that Daniel was in fact the little boy's father. After that, Daniel fought tooth and nail to get full custody of the toddler, going through the family court system. February 2023, Daniel was able to see Damien on short supervised visits with social workers for a 12-week assessment period at the New Springs Family Centre in Preston to assess the suitability of Daniel's claims for custody. And the social worker would later report to the family court they had no concerns about the bond between Daniel and his son. Daniel was attentive and loving towards Damien, and the feeling was mutual. According to the social worker report, when Daniel walked into the room, Damien's face would light up. However, everything wasn't perfect during these visits. There were several incidents that should have sent up some red flags. For example, Damien had fallen over and banged his head, and Daniel showed a lack of response to his son's cries. But that obviously wouldn't matter to social workers in the family court, because at the completion of the assessment period, May 2023, Daniel Hardcastle would be granted full legal custody of his son, Damien Russell, who was only mere weeks away from his second birthday. In an effort to give his son everything he needed, Daniel even got a larger apartment, or flat as they're called in the UK and Australia. But it was a two-bedroom ground floor flat on Central Drive in Blackpool. Daniel's family were over the moon and adored little Damien. Daniel had endless support from his parents and his sister. Social workers continued working with him, visiting on a weekly basis, as well as the charity Dad Matters, working with Daniel, settling him into the role as a full-time dad. Daniel was also receiving government funding for Damien, so the two-year-old could attend Horside Nursery. And when Damien wasn't at the nursery, Daniel's mother Linda would come to the flat every day to help Daniel find his feet with what needed to be done to care for Damien. And everyone who met Damien and worked with him and his dad, they would say Damien was an absolute delight. He was an easy baby, and you could not help but fall in love with his cheeky little smile and massive bright blue eyes. June 29, 2023, Daniel brought Damien into Blackpool Victoria Hospital. Apparently, Damien had fallen down a step at Daniel's friend's tattoo shop, and when Daniel went to make sure Damien was okay, the toddler was hot and appeared to be fitting. This would have been terrifying for any parent, and Daniel started calling out for someone to help him. A passerby happened to be a nurse, so she knew exactly what needed to be done to treat Damien. She stripped him down and put him in the recovery position. While at the hospital, Damien would be diagnosed as having suffered a febrile convulsion. And this is a common condition that can affect young children when they have a high temperature. And since the toddler was given the all clear, Damien was discharged into his father's care the same day. The last time the social worker would visit with Damien and Daniel would be July 28, 2023, just 2 weeks after the two-year-old was placed in his father's care. And without the constant eyes of authorities on Daniel, this would prove to be the beginning of the end for little Damien. After the final visit with the social worker, Daniel began isolating himself and Damien. There would be always excuses why Linda couldn't come to visit her grandson, and Damien stopped going to nursery. In the weeks before Damien died, the manager of Horside Nursery contacted Children's Services, raising concerns because they hadn't seen Damien, without any real explanation from Daniel. Damien was also missing his specialist appointments. And the reason Daniel would give for all of this was because he was dealing with several tragic events for the family. August 2, 2023. Daniel's stepfather died suddenly. And then 2 weeks later, his mother Linda would collapse while out running errands. So now, even if Daniel was willing to accept the help Linda was offering, she couldn't anymore because of her ill health. So the social workers were trying to contact Daniel over concerns he had not taken Damien to an occupational therapy appointment. And Damien's former foster parents, Michelle and Sean Allen, they missed the baby they had raised for almost a year, and they wanted to see him, to see this little person he was growing into. But they never got a response from Daniel either. And the Allens reported their concerns to Children's Services. Based on all of this, the Blackpool Council's children's safeguarding team also tried to arrange a visit. To make sure everything was okay, they sent social workers to attempt a home visit unannounced, but again, no one answered. Daniel was pretty much a recluse at this point, but all throughout August, Daniel was caught on CCTV footage going to the store to buy alcohol for himself, seemingly the only time he would leave the flat, some days making repeat visits just a few hours apart. However, Damien was not visible in any of the footage. Daniel was also quite active on dating apps, chatting to many women. On the night of August 17, 2023, Daniel stayed up all night, flirting with a woman both on video chats and text messages. One message reading, "Come mine, dickhead, bring booze with you," offering to give her a tattoo if she did. And then 2 days later, August 19, 2023, 31-year-old Daniel Hardcastle would later tell doctors he was in the kitchen when he heard a thud in the next room where Damien was. Daniel said he stopped everything and raced into the living room where he left his son. Here, he claimed he saw Damien lying face down next to the coffee table. Daniel would later say Damien looked similar to when he had the previous febrile convulsion a few weeks earlier. But it soon became clear the situation was much more serious than this. Blood was coming from Damien's mouth and the little boy was unconscious. Daniel using his pajama shirt to wipe his son's face. Daniel would say he then searched YouTube for CPR, but he either didn't understand the instructions or his efforts weren't working, because 3 minutes later he called 999 emergency services. When paramedics arrived at the scene, they were met by Daniel, who was bare-chested and had blood on his face, and little Damien was in cardiac arrest, the paramedics finding the whole situation to be a little suspicious. And when things seem a bit off in a serious injury situation involving a child, police are called in to check everything out. To add to more of the strangeness of the situation, while paramedics are working hard on reviving Damien, Daniel is walking around the house cleaning up. There was feces on the couch that he was trying to clean up. Daniel would later explain this away, as his actions being an automatic natural response. But later, investigators would find Damien's clothing and a duvet cover in a trash bag in the kitchen bin, both covered in blood. More of Damien's blood-soaked clothing was found in the laundry. Additionally, there had been attempted efforts to clean blood off the floor. Damien's blood was also found on his mattress, crib, chest of drawers, a sheet from his crib, and in Daniel's bedroom. Also in the hallway and on the couch in the living room. Upon arriving at Blackpool Victoria Hospital, 2-year-old Damien Russell was suffering from cardiac arrest and was in respiratory failure. Scans would show the toddler had bleeding on the brain. Because of the severity of his injuries, Damien was transported to Manchester Children's Hospital on life support. Unfortunately, 2 days later, doctors would tell Damien's family there was nothing they could do, and he would be pronounced dead August 22, 2023, 6:22 p.m. His injuries believed to be likely caused from forceful shaking combined with blunt force impact. Cause of death determined to be due to traumatic head injuries. Initially, Daniel Hardcastle was arrested on suspicion of wounding. But after Damien died, Daniel was arrested again on suspicion of murder. Damien was covered from head to toe, back to front, with as many as 80 injuries. He had a tear inside of his lip, consistent with a bottle being shoved into his mouth. Damien also suffered from fractured ribs and many bruises. He had significant marks on his right thigh, including an adult bite mark. Daniel would later admit to biting his son hard enough to leave teeth marks on the toddler, but claimed he'd just been playing a little too rough with his son. Daniel would go on to say that Damien often got bruises because he was unsteady on his feet, and he would fall at least a dozen times a day. Quote, "He was just finding his feet." Unquote. On the day Damien was rushed to hospital, Daniel theorised that the 2-year-old had fallen and hit his head on the coffee table, and that he believed this is what happened because Damien was a clumsy toddler, that he would often collide with the coffee table while playing with his toys. And I don't understand this. If I had a piece of furniture my baby was constantly running into or falling into and hurting himself, I would either get rid of that piece of furniture or move it away from where the baby was, or just play with the baby somewhere else where he couldn't get hurt. But what Daniel was saying did not line up with the injuries Damien had suffered. They were just too extensive and not consistent with a toddler falling down and hitting his head. This was a severe head injury that could have only been caused by someone either forcefully shaking Damien and banging his head on a hard surface, or causing Damien's head to come into contact with a solid object. And these injuries Damien had were not just from one accidental fall. His autopsy determined that the injuries to Damien were likely inflicted over a 3-day period before Daniel called 999, and that Damien would have been in agonising pain for days leading up to the paramedics being called. As part of the investigation, Daniel's internet and phone history were examined, and for 2 days prior to Damien's fatal injury, Daniel had been on video calls with women throughout the night, women he met on the Plenty of Fish dating app. He wasn't sleeping. And on one of these calls with a woman named Charlotte, she would later tell police she saw Damien in the background of the call. He was kind of lying on his back on the bed, seemingly sleeping. She said she told Daniel she thought the baby was cute. On Daniel's cell phone showed a number of searches in relation to the aging process of bruises, with one search just 4 minutes before his call to emergency services. At 11:05 a.m, Daniel carried out 3 Google searches, asking how long do bruises take to heal. Although Daniel would later claim he only did that search because he was worried people would think he was the one who caused the bruising to his son. Something Daniel would testify in court that he didn't. And then on 2 separate occasions in June and July 2023, Daniel carried out Google searches about how to soothe a bruised leg and how long do bruises last. July 2024, Preston Crown Court in front of presiding judge Mrs. Justice Hill. Daniel Hardcastle pled not guilty on all charges. During the criminal trial, the defence tried to paint a picture of a devoted dad who fought the family court system to take care of his son. That what happened to Damien on that day was a tragic accident. That about 3 weeks after receiving custody of Damien, Daniel got up at around 8 a.m. and made breakfast for his son. He then let Damien play while he sorted out washing and cleaned up the kitchen. That's when he heard a thud from the next room and found his son on the floor, unconscious and bleeding. The defence argued there was nothing to suggest Daniel was anything but a loving father, who may have been struggling due to the situation, but that there was no evidence he did anything to harm the toddler, that he loved his son very much. After 2 hours of deliberation, Daniel Hardcastle was found guilty for the murder of his son, 2-year-old Damien Russell. He was sentenced to life imprisonment. He must serve a minimum sentence of 22 years before he'll be eligible for parole. As the sentence was read, Daniel turned his eyes to the ceiling, the judge thanking the jury for their service and discharged them from jury duty for the rest of their life. Mrs. Justice Hill addressed Daniel directly before he was led away, saying that he grossly abused his position of power, quote, "You were Damien's father and sole carer. He was a helpless child. It is your duty as a father to protect him, especially given the difficult start he had in life and his ability to rely on his mother to care for him." Unquote. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Following Daniel's conviction, police released a moving video showing clips of Damien smiling and laughing as he played on the slides and swings at the playground. In an emotional statement, Damien's foster mother, who cared for the toddler like he was her own son for almost a year, she said she would never understand why someone would do something so evil to such an innocent ray of sunshine. That Damien was a delight who would light up a room with his smile. That she couldn't help but think of every opportunity in life Damien would miss out on, and how he would never reach his full potential of who he could become, because all of this was taken away from him by his father, Quote, I cannot begin to understand what Damien went through at the hands of Daniel Hardcastle. Thinking of what Damien went through in the days before his death will stay with me. Unquote. Damien's grandmother, Linda, would add to this by saying the two-year-old had the most amazing laugh, that he made her so happy and proud, but now she just felt sad and heartbroken. July 9, 2024 would have been Damien's third birthday. His family planting some forget-me-not flowers. These are pink or white flowers that symbolise love and remembrance, the start of what would be a beautiful garden in the little boy's memory. They also had balloons and a tea party, an occasion that they say Damien would have loved. September 2024, Damien Russell's body was transported in a tiny white coffin to where his funeral would be held, at St. Cuthbert's Church in Lytham. The coffin being carried in a horse-drawn carriage, arriving before the service adorned in blue and white. Blue being Damien's favourite colour. Dozens of mourners gathered to pay their final respects. Damien would later be remembered by those who knew and loved him as a happy little boy who adored playing at the park, riding his bike and learning new things. Damien loved singing Row Your Boat, and Old MacDonald had a farm with his grandmother. He was not a fan of broccoli, but he was a true water baby. Damien was cheeky, sweet and very giggly, an absolute joy to be around. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice, and to subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.